Part B. Situation. You are Jessica Kwok, a student helper for the annual school outing. You will listen to a conversation between you and your class teacher, Mr. Choi. As you listen, you can make notes on page 1 of the data file. Follow the instructions in the question-answer book and on the recording to complete the tasks. You will find all the information you need in the question-answer book, the data file, and on the recording. You have 5 minutes to study the tasks and the data file.
Thank you.
The conversation will begin now.
Okay, the school outing is coming soon. As you know, we're going on the 16th of October, and we've just confirmed most of the details. Let's go over them now.
Right, first is Group 1, S3A and S3C students.
Oh yes, they'll be going to Sheko.
Sheko? It's a great place for swimming.
Definitely. But I don't think they'll go swimming, as there will be 76 students going.
The beach will be very crowded if they all want to go swimming. Do they have to bring swimsuits?
No, they don't. They should bring towels and shorts rather than swimsuits, as they'll have no time for swimming.
I see. Do they need to bring extra clothes?
Yes, I guess so. They'll sweat a lot playing beach volleyball.
I know they'll be leaving from school at 9 a.m. So they'll start playing beach volleyball at about 10, right?
Yes. Then they'll have lunch. This year, they'll have a barbecue lunch.
Great. Last year it was rainy the whole week, so we cancelled the barbecue.
I hope the weather is fine this year. After lunch, they'll play some water sports. That'll be around 1 p.m.
Okay, what's next?
They'll have free time after 3 o'clock, and they'll assemble to go back to school by bus at 4:30.
Sounds good. How about Group 2?
Group 2 includes S3B and S3D students. It's a slightly bigger group of 79 students.
Are they going to the same place?
No, they'll go to Lion Rock Country Park and have a wonderful hike.
A hike?
Yes, they'll leave at 10 a.m, which is 1 hour after Group 1 set off. And the first activity is a hike on the Hung Moi Kuk Nature Trail.
Excuse me, Mr. Choi. How do you spell Hung Moi Kuk?
It's spelt HUNGMUIKUK. Hung Moi Kuk Nature Trail.
Thanks. I hope it's an easy trail.
No worries. It's not difficult to hike up this trail, and will only take us around 45 minutes. But of course, we've left some extra time for the hike, just in case anything unexpected happens. The hike will begin at 11:15, and at 12:30 they'll have lunch.
I see.
Yes, and then, after a 1 hour lunch break, they'll play some group games at 1:30. We haven't decided what games to play, though.
Okay. What will be the next activity after the games?
At 2:45, they'll go bird watching. Finally, they'll assemble and go back to school at 4 p.m.
What do the students in Group 2 need to bring?
They should bring a compass and a whistle.
Oh, wait. How do you spell compass and whistle?
It's C-O-M-P-A-S-S for compass and W-H-I-S-T-L-E for whistle.
Thanks. Do they need to bring a water bottle too?
Definitely. Thanks for your help, Jessica.
You're welcome. This is the end of Module 5.